Hello, hello. Just played myself some Gran Turismo 5 in 3D. Quite snazzy. Much better than Killzone, but I still suck at Gran Turismo.
That seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you recording?
I am recording right now.
That's about the fifth time I've said that today. But in 3D, I played it in 2D earlier and thought, yeah, it was good. Played it in 3D. Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah. It looks quite pretty.
There's not many games that I've looked at so far in 3D and been like, yeah, that's much better in 3D, but this definitely is.
I don't know, I still think I'd rather have it in HD than 3D.
Well, the thing that got me just then is that when I was viewing that, the glasses, I don't know, like at first I was like, what's the difference? But then when you actually start looking at the screen, you can see the depth perception and stuff like that. And then I was trying to really focus on the glasses being there to see if they were annoying, but they weren't.
No, I mean, they're all right. I mean, I'm sure it's not cheap.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
I mean, I thought the in-car view was fantastic. You actually switch to the cockpit, so you've got, you know, your hands in the foreground, middle ground, you've got the front of your car, and then you've got the depth and stuff like that. I mean, it all works really well, but if
you... I say you've got the map stuck on top and the track.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you've got a 3D TV, I think it's worth buying, but I don't know if it's worth buying a 3D TV port.
No, I mean, that's, well, I think the whole 3D TV-ness needs to be a bit more widespread first.
But it's only got to put a lot behind it, though.
Well, there's the other thing as well. I mean, the 3D TVs that are coming out where you don't need glasses.
But will this be compatible with that should that ever come out, you know?
I'm guessing it's the same thing. They might have to do like a little patch or something, but it's pretty much the same thing because all the 3D TVs do without glasses is display on two separate angles. So I think there's two separate pieces of glass. So it will just be like doing the lenses.
I thought it was like a cinema screen, like polarized.
Something like that. I don't know.
But yeah, these glasses are powered, aren't they? So they flicker the images super quick.
So but, hopefully it should just be a kind of a patch and then be able to do it to a new TV.
Well, if they release it as a demo, I'll definitely give it another go because the Corvette Stingray's in it and I fucking love that car. It's kind of my go-to one. Ever since Test Drive Unlimited, I like that car. And I've always thought, I mean, in fact, Dave sorted me out one in Forza as well, just gifted me one. What a gem.
Well, I mean, the thing with Gran Turismo as well, it's almost like you just have to buy it. It's one of those games.
If I suck at it enough that I don't want to buy it.
But, you know how it is.
I know how it is.
Yeah, you know, DVD on the Top Gear.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It'll be done.
Okay, well, I'll get it for at least a night.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't they have the Top Gear test track here? I suppose they're saving it for the main thing, aren't they?
Yeah. Good times, though.
Yeah, man, cool. We'll get back to this. Speak to you later.